insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقتمه الفداء. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome you again to this program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to benefit a little more from the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
We're discussing the verse number 36, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this story of the creation of human beings, which as we said is the only time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at it from this perspective and gives us this story the way it is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the angels that He is going to be creating a khalif, a representative on earth. Now, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it was shaitan who caused them to stumble from where they were in and caused them to leave what they were in. And as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ, referring to the three of them, that Adam and Eve and also Iblis, that they should leave their position where they're at. Of course, Iblis's command had come prior to this, and Adam and Eve, they got their command of leaving where they were in that garden after they had disobeyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse combines the two and tells us that He told the three of them to leave, and one of them or some of them are going to be the enemies of others, which is referring to the animosity of Iblis with Adam and Eve and mankind in general, that we know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in many other verses in the Holy Quran, that it is Iblis that is our enemy. It is Shaytan, which is Iblis and his kind, as other verses refer to, that are going to be enemies. And this is what this verse is referring to. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. On the earth shall be your abode and sustenance for a time. You should be staying there. Ilahin is referring to, it's been translated as for a time, means until a time, which is referring to the day of judgment, where the life of mankind on this earth will end and they will leave and be resurrected. There will be a day of judgment. So up to now, Shaitan and Adam and Eve have been ordered and commanded to leave what they were in. So Adam and Eve are leaving paradise. At this point, obviously Adam and Eve are regretful of what they have done. Therefore, the verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Then Adam received certain words from his Lord, and he turned to him clemently. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, he is the all-clement, the all-merciful. So it talks about, there's a couple points that we should address about this verse. One is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Adam received certain words from his Lord to repent. Tawbah is translated as repenting, to repent. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. On with those words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Adam and Adam received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam was able to repent, and it says that innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. I would like to discuss 2 points about this verse. One is, what are these words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Adam has received? There are different narrations regarding this issue, and I'm sure some of you have heard some and others have heard the others. There are a couple sets of narrations regarding this. One set of narration refers to these words as being some of the adhkar, some words that are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to Him as the Lord of the universe and asking for forgiveness in a language that is similar in some ways to the language that was used by Prophet Yunus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, which he has been quoted to have said, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. A similar language has been used in these narrations, that these are the words that actually Adam received from his Lord. There's other narrations, however, both in Shia and Sunni sources, that suggest that what was received by Adam was the names of the Holy Prophet, our Holy Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And it's interesting, in one of them it says that when Adam was commanded to leave that garden and he was on his way out, apparently, he remembered that he had seen the name of the Holy Prophet in that narration refers to the Arsh. I looked up and I had seen the name of the Holy Prophet on the Arsh. Now, what does Arsh mean literally, and what does it mean in this context? Arsh means throne, kind of. So I looked at on the throne of God, and I saw the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It had been written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, over there. It says, this narration says that he saw that, and this is the meaning of receiving that. Now, I've mentioned this before. We should be very careful when we understand these narrations and these sayings. It's a very symbolic and metaphoric language that has been used here. And we actually have narrations about what the meaning of Arsh is. This is not the only place we see the word Arsh being used. In the Holy Quran, in Ayatul Kursi, we have the word Kursi, which is similar. Okay, a number of times, which we've had actually one of the instances of where the word Arsh is used. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, we had in a previous verse in these discussions. And we explained that the narrations tell us that Arsh is actually the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this looking up and seeing it in a written form, this is, again, symbolic. Okay, what does that exactly mean? It basically is telling us what is said here. فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. That's in a more understandable language by people. You know, when we deal with how do we obtain knowledge, we obtain it through reading. Okay, so Adam, and it says received. It doesn't say that we revealed to him as revelation that in other cases. The word talaqqa is used here. He received, hinting to the fact that this knowledge was presented and he understood this point from him. So it says, that narration says, when he looked at the arsh, which I gave the explanation of what that is, he saw the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said when he was on his way out, he told, he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for forgiveness in this language, that I ask you by the right that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has in your eyes and the way you view Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he was, according to this narration, he's asked, where did you know, or where did you get to know this from, that Muhammad has a very high status in God's view? He says, he gives him this point that I had mentioned previously, that when I was looking at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the throne, I saw the name Muhammad being put alongside God's name, and I thought whoever's name this is must have a very, very high status. So anyway, there are these narrations that refer to these words as being the names of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. And Adam asked forgiveness through these names, saying, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the status that these individuals have in your eyes, please forgive me. The second point that I would like to mention is about tawbah. Now, I don't have too much time to explain all of what I was planning on explaining in this session about tawbah. Inshallah, we'll continue on in the following session. Briefly, one of the points that I wanted to mention is about the essence of tawbah. Tawbah means to actually turn back to. When this is the literal meaning of tawbah. Tawbah means to return. Now, what does that have to do with repentance? We always translate tawbah as repentance. Well, when one is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is on the right path, is listening to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him, and God having created him, then obviously he's going to be having a proximity to God. He's on his path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. When we commit a sin, we distance ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's close to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that verse in Surah Baqarah, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, it says that I'm close, I'm near to you. Call me and I will hear you. I'm near to you. However, we have distanced ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to turn back, and that's the meaning of tawbah. Now, this was the explanation of the concept of tawbah and what tawbah actually means. What the practical application of that is, how can we perform tawbah? How can we repent? Can we repent from all sins? Is there any limitation to it? Inshallah, I would like to address that in the following session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, Muhammadun رسول الله محمد رسول الله علي ولي الله علي ولي الله علي ولي الله علي ولي